Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. Stories of hope. Where would we be without hearing stories of hope? And that's why I bring to you these amazing people from around the world to inspire you to keep going and to never give up. My first guest today is Veena Ramaswamy. Veena is a success and mindset coach and is the founder and CEO of Beautifully Empower, which is her coaching business, where she aims to inspire women to become the best possible version of themselves through personal, career, and leadership development. She recently won Business Elite Under 30 2023 and Bronze Globe Award for Women-Led Startup of the Year, Business Services 2022. Congratulations. Welcome to the show, Veena.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So you have a story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With us. So how does your story unfold?
Okay. So yes, it's been a very challenging yet exciting journey, but a lot of ups and downs. So actually, this all started during my childhood when I was raised in a very like conservative Indian household. So I was South Asian, where I was actually taught to be a little soft and submissive. So like I had a household that embraced gender stereotypes, and it was a little bit more like a male dominated household. But I guess I was molded into someone who my parents wanted me to be. Like, and throughout my life, I felt like I wasn't truly happy. Like I felt like I didn't know who I really was after that. In every area of my life, I felt like I was just, something was just not working. Like anything, I put like so much hard work into it. And I just felt like I wasn't fulfilled. And I was like, why am I like this, right? And I never knew how to stand up for myself because of that, like parenting and the upbringing. And eventually I was experiencing like toxicity for a couple of years. And I always hesitate to voice my opinions. Mm-hmm. People would also underestimate my potential. So because of this, like I realized that I needed to start a self-discovery journey. And also people would say that like I didn't have what it takes to be successful, or I was just as average. And because of that, I had a lot of self-doubt. So a lot of self-doubt, self-esteem. And then what I did was I was like, I really need to do something. I need that change. Like I had that drive. Like I need that transformation in my life. And sometimes I would just go to God and I'd be like, why is this happening to me? Like, I'm only 20 years old. This was 10 years ago. And I was like, why me? Like, why at this such young age? What did I do wrong? Like, I'm just a good person. But I realized, like, I think everything is a blessing in disguise, right? And I took a leap of faith and I did not give up. I'm a kind of person who never gives up. And I was like, I'm not going to settle for this. Like, I do have a lot of potential in me. Like, I want to take that out and I want to achieve that greatness someday. And I always am a person who's a go-getter, that can do attitude. And I always say my motto is always, I can, I will, and I did. So I acknowledged those superpowers and I actually turned that pain of 10 years of pain into power, whatever I can do. And I was on a mission to slay those goals. And I dedicated 6 years, solid 6 years of hardcore focus and alignment to finding my purpose and my passion and aspirations in life. And it fueled my desire for personal growth. So I split it into 3 years and 3 years. So 3 years of unleashing my inner power. So I became passionate about woman empowerment because of that. So through this, my superpowers that I thought was kind of stood out from the others was dedication, motivation, and grit. And grit is definitely something I would like to tell the audience is super important. That makes you stand out, because the important thing for success is it's easy to kind of keep going when, like, when, you know, like when people are supportive. But when you don't have anything is not working for you, even if you put so much hard work and it's still not working, that's when people give up. And then that's where I say don't. Like, you want to give up, and it's that you're almost there. But when, right when you have that breakthrough, it's that grit that keeps you going. So because of all of that, I, you know, was a true go-getter, and I learned how to become my authentic self through a lot of positive affirmations, a lot of journaling, a lot of self-reflection, just working on my self-love. And I realized self-love is so powerful. Like, even when I felt like no one loved me or no one believed in me, I know God believed in me. I'm a huge believer in God, and that helped me out. Self-love, knowing that I'm surrounded by the right people, I joined networks to get the support I needed. And I realized that I, in those 3 years, like, I unleashed my inner power. And I was like, I'm the woman who breaks stereotypes. I want to be a trailblazer. I want to be that leader that paves the path for the next generation of women. And now that turned into something where I became that strong, unapologetic woman. And if I can do it, I wanted to help other women. So that kind of turned into a mission where I wanted to encourage women to break stereotypes and give them the moral support and the career aspects. So not only in the business, but in tech. So I turned into tech. Like, oh, I kind of won a lot of tech awards. I went into a Women Tech Network, you know, helped like about 119K people from women all over the world, help them get the support and the coding that they needed to get those tech jobs. And that took me places. And after doing that inner power, I did 3 years of reaching my full potential. So I know I had a lot of talents and skills, and that talents went into, like, I had a lot of gifts. So my talents was, I was interested in photography. I was an artist. You know, I was also a speaker. I used all of this to kind of be a speaker for global conferences and put my message out there and put my value out there. And I got a lot of feedback that they were inspired. And I felt like all of this put together, I got so many opportunities that knocked at my door. And not only did the right opportunities come for me, the right people, the right friends, everything was just working. It was just unfolding for me. And I realized, I think it's all that inner power, that belief that you need. And the results that I got from this was, it's, I think self-discovery is really, it taught me how to love myself and appreciate my self-worth and really raise those standards, like live those standards for you. And you'll get everything on, just, it'll just unravel on its own. Like, I gained a lot of abundance. Like, I gained an abundance of wisdom from the challenges I faced. I didn't have a mentor, and I didn't have that role model when I grew up. And I was like, this is the person I want to be. I want to be a role model, the person that I didn't have when I was growing up, to the next generation of girls. And I became a woman who was not only, I was lacking that confidence 10 years ago, and now I was like, I'm assertive. I'm confident. I can share my story. If I was able to do this, now I know that others can do this as well. You see, there's a ray of hope, and that's what my story shares.
I just want to say I'm blown away by your ownership of who you are. I'm just blown away by that. Like, you really, truly own who you are unapologetically, and you own your gifts. You know, it's not like you're sitting here bragging in a way where you're like, you know, I've got these gifts. I've got these gifts. You're unabashedly owning your gifts and saying, you know, based on everything that you've gone through, you're owning your value and your worth, and you're sharing that in such a beautiful way. You know, your articulation of sharing your story is very, very inspiring. And I know that people are agreeing with me that the way that you tell this story is really uplifting. I just want to say, I want to ask you the question. When you started the journey and you went straight to God and you said to God, what is this? Why is this happening to me? Why is this? What's going on with this? Do you believe that it is because of that cultivation with the relationship that you have between you and God, that God was primary?
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I felt like, you know, I think the more you're closer to God, like, God gives you the strength. And I think that kind of relates to like the diamond story, where diamonds are, made and they cut into pieces, and God wants you to go through that test. Like, not everyone can do it. And God has a few chosen ones. And I'm like, am I that chosen one? Like, can I do it? And I was like, yes, I can. And I was able to. And every single setback I have, I go to him and I'm like, you know what? I know this is the direction. Like, I don't know what direction I'm going in, but my faith will never let me down. Like, I just follow his direction and it takes me to the right place. And I don't have to worry anymore.
Yeah, so that's clear. That's clear coming from you. I really feel I think, a lot of people that are challenged in today's time, that's the first place to go. So go back to your creator, whatever your relationship is with your creator, go back to God and start cultivating and start asking those questions. But you did all the right things, the self-love, the journaling, and really looking at your own, where you want to go, you want to go. And I also love that you are now that mentor for others who, what you didn't have. So you're giving back what you didn't have. I want to let the audience know how they can follow you on social media. Where can they find you?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram mainly. My personal account is at FinaForever19. And my business account is at BeautifullyEmpower. To get a lot of inspirational tips and insights. And also I'm going to be sharing some of my stories. And also I do have a free lead magnet for my audience. It's a 43-page in-depth workbook that how to beat imposter syndrome and overcome self-limiting beliefs. And I will share the link soon.
Yeah, good. And then when you see this on YouTube shared there, please put that link in the comment section below so people can grab it from there. So I want to thank you, Vina. You are definitely an inspiration of hope and a leader for lots of women in the world that will be inspired by you and that will turn their life around and just by your example. So thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to, having you on again in the future. Okay.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vina. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now. Welcome back, everyone. I am so honored and excited to introduce you to our next guest. Brooke Kikos helps those who feel alone and lost to discover their truth and stand in their personal power using her training as a magnetic mindset coach, rapid transformational therapist, clinical hypnotherapist, and relationship mentor. Having spent 35 years trapped in a religious sect, indoctrination, abuse, and trauma were prevalent. Raised by a narcissistic, abusive father, she got stuck in toxic relationship cycles. This led her to enter a marriage for 17 years with a narcissistic, abusive man. I'm going to bring her on now, and I want her to open up and tell us what happened in 2017. Welcome to the show today, Brooke.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. So because in your bio, it said, and then in 2017, this is what happened. So I said, why don't we directly hear from you? What happened in 2017?
Yeah. So in 2017, actually, I feel like I was really awakened to a lot of things, honestly. It started with the process of, you know, my then husband actually finding out that the religion that we had been involved in, like all of our lives, so for 35 years of my life, was really not what it was actually meant to be. It was more of, you know, a controlling kind of cult, and it was, you know, brainwashing and telling us that these certain things, we really lived in fear, honestly. We lived in a lot of fear. And I realized that something wasn't right finally because he realized it first. And once he showed me that, I also started to realize that I didn't know that I had been in an abusive relationship for 17 years. And granted, I knew something was not right, but it was something that was familiar to me because I was raised by the abusive father. And so I didn't know any different, right? So I just thought that that is what love was supposed to feel like. And it was supposed to be these highs and lows, and this is what it was like. And I didn't realize anything different. And so when I realized that I needed to change, that I needed to move forward and I needed to leave the relationship, I also realized that the religion that we had been in was no longer for me. And I needed to leave that behind as well. So I left the relationship. And in the meantime, I left the religion, which meant I had such a loss of identity because the religion shunned me. Mm-hmm. I lost all of my friends that I had known all of my life. And I lost the support of my family because they are still in that religion. And so I'm looked at as basically someone that cannot be talked to or associated with, or my children are treated the same. So it really was very heartbreaking. So I really had to find myself because here I was going through a divorce, realizing that I had been trapped in this loveless marriage for 17 years and I had no self-worth, severe depression, severe anxiety, realized very quickly I had very severe PTSD as well. Yeah. And started my healing journey in 2017.
That's now, did you have support? Like, because I know what it's like, you know, to lose your, when you have a spiritual trust in someone where you've believed all the things and then, that's completely ripped out from underneath you. I think, you know, losing that, the religion, you know, it's like now you thought you had a relationship with God based on this. And now that's completely different. So I know what that's like. And that's really, really hard right there. And then on top of it, your husband, your relationship. So there was a lot of loss, a lot of relationship loss. I mean, one that could have taken you down and out forever.
Oh yeah, for sure. I realized very quickly when I left the relationship that I was so severely trauma bonded and I didn't even know what that meant, right? But I felt like I literally was coming off of a drug.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, it was like, I was like, oh my God, is this what a drug addict feels like? And an alcoholic, like coming off their drug, because that's what it was. You know, I didn't realize that chemical addiction of the brain.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, where's our drug? And I didn't know how to cope. You know, I felt like I literally had just lost everything and I didn't know how to pick myself back up. And you're right. I had minimal support at that point. My parents were still part of my life a little bit, but it was so toxic.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that until they finally were like, okay, you know, now they don't exist at all. My parents, I don't talk to my parents. My parents don't have anything to do with my two sons either. And it's better that way emotionally.
Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah, I totally understand that because you have to honor where you are now. Mm-hmm. And if people don't respect and honor where you are now, then they're not part of that equation. And it doesn't, sometimes it's, you know, with our birth family or, you know, our siblings or, you know, whatever. But the reason why I'm asking is, did you have support? Is because that mm-hmm. is such a hard thing to deal with by yourself. That's why, you know, like, Who I mean, because did you still believe in God?
No. Oh no, God was non-existent for me. I didn't know what I believed, honestly. I didn't just completely write it off. But I didn't believe in anything. I was just kind of, I like literally just lost all my faith, you know, and there being something more, right?
Yeah.
And that's why in 2020, I didn't realize, you know, I had been on my healing journey for a little bit, and then 2020 happened, and, you know, COVID happened, and then my ex-husband, okay, so the husband, the father of my children, he died of drug addiction, because when he left the religion, he just couldn't find himself, right? He went from being extremely controlled to out of control. And he just didn't know how to deal with the depression and the loss of all of, you know, our friends and our family. And like, where do we fit in this world, right? Like, we've been living in a bubble. And he used drugs, you know, to self-medicate. And so when we lost him, the grief was so extreme for me. Sorry, I'm gonna get a little emotional, but I watched my boys grieve, and watching them grieve was, like, I didn't even know what to do. I was like, oh my God, what do I do now? Like, you know, if there is a God, I was pissed at him. And right. And, like, yeah. Seriously? And, how much more can a woman take? Right.
Yeah.
And I think that is when everything opened up for me. I realized very quickly, you know, I needed to understand, like, what the heck we were living in. What is this universe? What is this about? Mm-hmm. And I started asking questions and being curious. And the more that I did that, the more things opened up for me, and I got my answers. And it wasn't like I was praying, but I was, right? It was like, I was just literally like, if I'm like in dire need here, if there is something else out there, I need you to respond. Like, I need to understand, you know, I need to get some type of something, a response or a sign or something. And it happened for me, right? I wanted to know, like, what happened when we, like, you know, die. And sure enough,
you asked all the right questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What is this all about? You asked all the right questions, right?
Yeah, I was like, I'm done being stuck in this hellhole. Like, I want to know what's happening, right? And so I, oddly enough, like, people kept coming to me and saying, you should watch that new documentary on Netflix. And it was called Surviving Death. And I kept, you know, kind of ignoring it and whatever. And then finally I sat down and watched it one day, and it was all about near-death experiences. Mm. And I started to be fascinated. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, so all of these people are saying almost the same thing when they've had these near-death experiences. So this kind of, there must be something more to this, right? Like, we've been kind of, you know, what's happening here? And sure enough, someone came and told me their near-death experience to my face, so that I wasn't like I was just watching a documentary. Wow. And that made me begin to believe, like, something is actually out there listening to me. And it gave me hope. And it opened it up for me to be able to say, oh, it's time to change my life and help people heal like I have.
This is such an incredible story. When I read your bio, I said, oh my God, this woman, unbelievable. Because, like I said, I have a relative, I can relate a little bit with the spiritual piece, and I know how hard that is. So you're helping people today. How can people find you on social media and follow you there?
Yeah. So they can find me on Instagram or Facebook, under Life Coaching Goddess. That's my business name. And I really, you know, I would invite anybody to come and have a conversation with me, because I'm sure there's so many people out there that have gone through very similar circumstances and feel lost, right? Of that feeling of being lost, of, you know, losing your identity or losing your religion, right? Or, you know, whatever it is for you, right? Or feeling like you've been wounded by a religion as well.
Right. Yeah. I actually think this is a really good niche for you. I think because a lot of people, you know, bought into some of the lies and manipulations, and then suddenly they don't have any relationship with God or with the universe or with the creator source, whatever you want to call it. You know, and they need to establish this for themselves. So I think that is actually a really good niche. Have you lost your connection? You know, have you? Yeah. So something for you to think about. So I think this is wonderful work that you're doing. What do you want to leave the audience with today? What in the last, you know, minute, what do you want to leave people with?
You know, I think, you know what, just trust. Trust in yourself and trust in your intuition. I think I ignored that for so long in my life, that really just reminding yourself that you have that already within you and you can find that and let it be your guidance.
Yeah. What wonderful advice. We all need to learn how to trust the intuitive guidance. And even like Brooke talked about when she was asking, is anyone out there? Are you listening to me? Just even asking those questions and the intuitive answers that she was getting back, she had to trust that. So that is really where it begins. So thank you so much, Brooke Kikos, for coming on the show today. We want to thank you, the audience, for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Please stay tuned for Rosita Perez. Okay, everyone. See you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.